One of the slides, or one of the presentations we got, was from U.S. Transportation Command. This is their operations tempo slide. It goes from the fall of the Berlin Wall to 9/11. And what you see here is just kind of an illustration of the things that they've been involved in. And I sat where you're sitting and watched this presentation, and it dawned on me that look how many of these operations have something to do with natural disaster or humanitarian relief. Okay? Now, Jim and I were talking about this slide, and he said, you know, there's a few of these that maybe, if you just talk about just pure humanitarian relief, there's a lot more of these that become red. Okay? But if we're talking just environmentally driven natural disaster humanitarian relief, nearly one quarter of operations driven by this, and that's before 9/11. Okay? So consider where we are now, some 8+ years since September 11th, and now we're dealing with more of these. And climate change perhaps portends an increase in involvement in the military. And there are people who are worried about the military being overused, being over relied upon, and maybe they're not the right instrument to be doing all of this. So the question here at this point that we then ask kind of philosophically is, how can environmental security be incorporated or integrated into a strategy post 9/11, which is really what we're talking about here? We propose that ES can be integrated into a strategy that uses all of the instruments of national power, perhaps spread out a little bit more evenly, maybe in a more proactive way.